We are back, baby. We missed you last week, so we're doing two this week. Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I was on the road, as you know. Other stuff happened. A sad thing happened. Comedian Brody Stevens took his own life. He was one of my friends. We weren't very close, but I looked up to him a lot, and he encouraged me to make my stupid videos. I mean, they're not stupid. I just like using that word. But he was always supportive and accepting of my unorthodox path into show business. While other comedians looked down and resented quote-unquote influencers, Brody Stevens always showed love, and he was one of the first people on Vine, and I admired him back then, and I saw he was making Vines, and I was like, all right, cool. Maybe Vine is cool. Maybe I'll keep doing this because of Steven. Brody Stevens, yes, push and believe. Those are some of his catchphrases. He was a truly unique person and also a unique comedian. Probably the hardest I've ever laughed at stand-up is from Brody Stevens. And it's just very sad that he has left us. He suffered from a lot of depression for many years. He was also openly bipolar 1. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of us can relate to that, just the darkness and the heaviness. So I don't want to get too depressing. This episode isn't all sad. It is a little bit low energy just because I'm exhausted. And Brandon is always, you know, he always has some type of ailment. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with him this week, but something's definitely wrong with him. No, I'm just kidding. What am I saying here? It's still a fun episode. We do talk about the late, great Brody Stevens, among other things. But I just wanted to say that I wish Brody had reached out to a close friend or even a suicide prevention hotline. And for that reason, I am leaving the number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, it's called. Here's the number. If you're entertaining the thought of taking your own life, or possibly even if you have a friend that is, maybe you can get some info from them. They are available 24 hours a day, every day. Here is the number. 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. Call it up if you're thinking about it. I actually almost called one day. I looked up their number. Started crying because I was like, man, I'm really sad. And then I actually contacted a therapist whose phone number I had. And she was actually able to get on the phone with me for an hour, not to talk me down, just to learn about me before I saw her in the office. And that was good enough for me. I was able to talk to somebody. So spread the word. There are ways to prevent suicide. So, and if you're thinking about it right now and you're listening, I love you. And I hope that's enough for you to stick around. I love you. All right. And now let's switch gears to our wonderful patrons. Donating $25 a month is Ross Miller and Steve Marshalek. We lost a patron last month. We'll miss you, Desiree. But we understand. I think I missed 2 weeks of this shout out. But yeah, anyways. Goodbye, Desiree. I hope you're still listening. And Ross Miller and Steve Marshalek, we still love you. And I'll make sure Brandon says it next time, too. God damn it. Gotta get your money's worth. All right, you can go to patreon.com/I'm Sorry Dad to get a personalized shout-out on every episode, unless I forgot. And also, we hired a new producer named Mahogany, who we mentioned on this episode, who spoke in the background on a previous episode. So, yeah, she's excited to get our Patreon going back up and awesome, making it worth the money. Oh, geez, here's Brandon FaceTiming right now. And I'm back. Sorry about that. Brandon had to call to say nothing, actually. He was just asked me if my Apple was old. He had an Apple for my apartment, and it was a little bit old, so now he thinks he has HIV, apparently. I don't know. Kid's crazy. But I think I was just talking about our producer Mahogany helping us with Patreon. She's going to be posting on YouTube, so we're going to get this fucking thing going. We had Oliver, our producer, in the past. I couldn't afford him anymore. We couldn't afford him anymore. But Mahogany was a hardcore listener to begin with. She happens to live close by. It was just a perfect match. And she is a bright light in a dark room. So shout outs to Mahogany. You guys will get to know her as the pod goes on. And the pod will go on. Please tell a friend, rate and review the podcast. Give us 5 stars. And then you can say whatever you want. Give us 5 stars and then say, this podcast sucks. It'll still count for the algorithm. Thanks! Real quick before we start the show, I just wanted to acknowledge my perfect beard. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you'll see that I not only have an amazing hairline, but I have a thick, beautiful beard. It's got a hint of red in it, which I'm a little insecure about. And I'm getting some grays, too. Check me out on Instagram. And if you like perfect beards with no neck beard. Why am I even talking about this? Because our sponsor this week is Harry's. What do I love about Harry's? They supply me with awesome razors. I love the closeness, the smoothness, and the most of all, the comfortable glide for my neck, and I shave up on my cheeks because my beard is so thick and perfect. It's really, really thick, and I have this weird pattern on my neck where my hair like spirals, and it makes shaving. In the past, I would get razor burn every time I shaved my neck, but not with Harry's, all right? Join the 10 million people who have tried Harry's. Claim your trial offer by going to harrys.com/dad. Why choose Harry's? I'll tell you why choose Harry's. Their founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew that a great shave doesn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads, flex balls, or handles that look like spaceships. I've had those razors. And they fixed that by combining a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. They have received over 20,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and Google, which is pretty good. Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each, and that's half the price of the Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. All Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. Thanks, Harry's. Here's what you need to do. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. A weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Listeners of our show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/dad. Make sure you go to harrys.com/dad to redeem your offer and let them know I sent you to help support the show. All right, speaking of the show, on with it! No guests this week, just me and Brandon talking about our lives, talking about Brody Stevens, and we're coming at you again this week on Wednesday. So we'll be all caught up. All right, we love you guys, and I'm sorry, Dad. And we're back. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Ray.
No, just kidding. We're back.
Yay.
This is our first time we ever missed a week. Although I'm uploading this tonight, and then we're still uploading on Wednesday.
Oh, so it's just like, it's a late upload.
It's a late upload.
Yeah.
And the reason is because I was on the road in a van with Nicholas Megalis.
On tour.
And we just couldn't make it happen. Didn't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah. I didn't want to talk on the phone.
No.
But
good times. I was away. First, I was in Mammoth, California, shredding the gnar. I went with my cat, Ralph, our producer. And also for the first
time. I just want to clear this up. Ralph is not our producer. She is an animal. She does not know how to work that device that you're holding in your hand, the sound recorder. She doesn't edit the podcast. She doesn't do anything.
It's true.
So you need to stop saying that. You're lying.
Wow. It's true, though. Mahogany is our producer, who's not here today because this is last minute. But everyone listening, we got a new producer. Her name is Mahogany, and she's wonderful. She's a bright light in the darkness that is Brandon and Ryan's mind. But yeah, I was in Mammoth the first week there. I was with my buddy Adam. He didn't handle the elevation very well.
What happened? Did he throw up?
No, he was just, like, moaning the whole time. For the first 2 days, I thought he was kidding. I thought he was making cum noises.
Yeah, maybe he was.
Because he was. He would just be like,
what?
And it would make me laugh out loud. Just thinking, like, why do you keep on jizzing? And then it kept on going and going, and I realized that it was real. He didn't have, it's a choice to moan.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's a choice, dude. Like, you can just not do that.
Yeah, but the pain is so intense that I can't not do it.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't know. It's just, the elevation.
And he was being serious?
Yeah, I think he was purposely being dramatic.
Oh, okay.
For what, maybe to make himself feel better?
Maybe.
Because I like to make noises when I yawn. It feels good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But that's a choice. I don't have to do that.
Do you make noises when you come?
No. I just...
You don't go, boy, oh boy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Boy, oh boy.
Boy, oh boy.
Call back to one of our first ever episodes.
Yeah.
Over 6 years ago.
Yeah. It's been a while.
But yeah, Mammoth was cool. Intense weather.
Yeah.
It had just snowed at its peak, 12 feet the week before we got there.
Yeah.
Granted, I'm sure most of the mountain wasn't at 12 feet, but we'll call it 12 feet for story's sake because that was the peak.
Mm.
And yeah, it was intense, dude. I went in Elton Casty's motorhome, which is still...
Weren't you living in that for like a month?
Yeah, my plan was to live in it for 2 months while a friend subletted my apartment, but my friend had to leave, so I got to give this motorhome back.
How was the RV life?
It was good. Not practical at all.
Mm.
It was intense in the winter weather. Like, I had to do a lot of work. I had to, like, learn how to do it. Like, it's kind of boring, but, you know, you got to keep all the tanks warm.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, like,
love how you picked up RV lingo.
Yeah.
You got to keep the tanks warm, man.
Keep the tanks warm. Make sure that slide out doesn't freeze. But, yeah, it was cool. It gave me a sense of agency, as my therapist says, which I don't like that term. It just means, like, I learned something new, and it was like I was in charge, and I was like, hey, I'm doing something, which I'd never felt before. No, I'm just kidding. But I did feel some pride in, like, learning how to do stuff for the first time. I think one of the highlights was when I figured out how to turn the chairs around.
This is the trip to Mammoth, or just in general in the RV?
In the RV.
Oh, okay. But it's like your highlight for your trip to Mammoth was turning the chairs around.
The highlight of RV agency was I fixed the chairs.
RV agency, that sounds like a acting agency,
yeah.
But like in like Minnesota.
Yeah.
RV agency.
But it was cool. It's a little subculture, the RV lifestyle. Everyone in the RV camp was dudes like me. Just like 30-something dudes with beards just trying to shred. And I thought maybe it's going to be like, I don't know, poor families just trying to survive. But those are trailer parks.
This is an RV.
This is an RV
land
park. RV resort park, whatever.
I mean, RVs are expensive, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's rich families.
I think so. But I don't know. I realize that if you want to ski a lot, just stay at a shitty motel. You don't need to drive your home to the mountain
because
that's a lot of gas.
Yeah.
And I was going to bring it on tour with me, with Nicholas Megalis, but it would have cost me thousands of dollars on gas.
So do you think this whole endeavor actually lost you money?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, nice.
Had I subletted my apartment this month, I would have made money or saved money. But now that my friend's gone, I'm just, it's a loss of money.
I'm sorry.
For sure.
It's all right. You'll be fine.
I was going to ski for 5 days. Only got to ski 2.5 because of the weather. The mountain was closed. It was just intense weather, high winds, up to 75 miles an hour on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's over a hurricane, dude.
Whoa, man.
It's more than a hurricane.
Really?
It's like I think a hurricane is 45 miles an hour and up. It counts as a hurricane.
Right. I know that you're facing tough times because you got a grande.
It's
Starbucks,
a venti.
That's a venti?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's a venti? Large?
Venti is the largest of the large.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
I think
man.
You can get a trenti.
Why do they
like
call?
Something.
Why do they go tall and then grande? They go into like Spanish words. So, but tall is just tall. Tall is just a word.
Tall's. Yeah,
I think. Then Grande, and then Venti.
Grande's Ariana.
And Venti is venting to your friends.
Right. Yeah, really clever, dude.
Thanks.
So, yeah, there was Adam. My friend Adam left after a week, and then it was just me and Ralph, and I was pumped about it. I was like, all right, I'm just going to ski out every day. But then I ended up being snowed in for, like, a solid 3 days. And I started to become Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
Did you end up chasing Adam around the RV with an axe?
Yes.
It's probably pretty awkward because you just go, like, up.
Back and forth.
Then back and forth. It's like going up and down a line. Back and forth. It's like, how have I not hit you yet? Adam's like, I don't know.
I did think the RV would be conducive to writing, but I had to battle my own inner thoughts of, like, I'm stuck in this RV.
Yeah.
It wasn't peaceful.
All work and no play makes Rye a little bitch.
Yep, makes Rye a dull boy.
Oh, sorry. That's what I meant.
Or is it a little bitch?
Yeah.
I was a little bitch.
Be honest, did you and Adam
fuck?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
That's why he was making cum noises.
He was thinking about how spicy and hot that night was.
Yeah.
Nice.
Spicy. Because of he has herpes.
Oh. And you put hot sauce on his cock.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
What kind? Did you get Pace?
It was Taco Bell hot sauce.
Oh, fire?
And I got stranded on the side of the road for 5 days and survived on Taco Bell hot sauce.
Shit.
Just kidding. That happened to some dude in Oregon this past week.
He got stranded and survived off Taco Bell hot sauce?
Yeah. At least that's what the headline said.
Isn't Taco Bell hot sauce just sodium?
Yeah.
How probably. Long was he stranded for? An hour?
I think 5 days.
But really? Yeah. That's weird. But there's no. There must be water in.
Yeah, it's probably the water.
Hot sauce because it's all sodium, and sodium actually dehydrates you.
Right.
So I feel like that's a bullshit headline. And I feel like he survives on Taco Bell hot sauce. Da 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 da. And 5 gallons of water.
Yeah. Sponsored by Taco Bell.
Sponsored by Taco Bell.
But yeah, it was cool, dude. Mammoth is an intense town, or at least it was intense when I was there. Just blizzarding.
See any mammoths?
No mammoths.
Why do they fucking call it that then?
So that was fucking fraudulent. I couldn't even find out. I Googled why is it called Mammoth. Couldn't even find it.
There's a cover-up.
Something's going on.
Something's going on in Mammoth.
Maybe there is an actual alive mammoth.
At the center of Mammoth.
In the center of the mountain.
And everybody in Mammoth has to go feed it.
Yeah.
Every month.
It's like Greek mythology.
Or else the town. Or else it gets unleashed and then it wrecks the town.
Right.
So it has to. They have to feed it beans and
babies
and Gatorade.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. And I thought I was gonna I brought a bunch of frozen meat, thinking like, all right, I'm just gonna eat clean. But man, cooking in the motorhome, not practical.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I use electricity to heat it. I just use a space heater.
Yeah.
In the stovetop. I bought a little electric stovetop, and if I plugged in more than two things at once, the electricity would go out. So I'd like cook one thing, put it to the side, cook another thing. How do I make this story more interesting? And then
you can't. There's no way to. It's dead on its feet, Rye. It's I've checked its pulse and it's dead.
And then
no response.
And then I blew up.
Take this story out
and shove it
into the morgue. I'm sorry, Rye.
Feed it to the mammoth. No, but then finally the weather got better and I shredded for two solid days.
Oh, you shredded, huh?
Yeah.
You listening to a lot of Offspring?
No, actually, I did listen to music. I usually don't listen to music when I ski.
Oh, okay.
So I like to hear the snow
and
hear the blades on my feet.
Yeah.
But I got a David Bowie song stuck in my head, All the Young Dudes. All the young dudes gathering the news.
All I know is 21 guns. Did they steal that? Lay down your arm. I think we're pretty sure that's Green Day.
Oh, I don't know.
121 guns. Lay down your heart.
I don't know.
It's pretty good.
You just became Tony Danza there.
Yeah.
Or that's not Tony Danza. What? Sly Stallone. But I was going down one trail. And it was in the powder. And then all of a sudden, my headphones turned up just because I like pressed it by mistake.
Yeah.
But it was a cool moment because it was like shredding super hard. And then yeah. like David Bowie started blasting in my ears.
Whoa, dude, Heroes?
No, some song I don't know. I don't really know much Bowie.
Yeah, me neither. I only know Heroes.
I know that's that it's Heroes. I know that it's cool to like him now.
Yeah.
He's dead. Just kidding. Sorry, Bowie fans.
Bowie's one of those guys that's always been around, you know?
Yeah. But I noticed...
used to hang out.
Young people like to wear David Bowie t-shirts now.
Yeah. He was an icon. Okay? And you will never understand.
A sexual icon.
He was a sex icon. I don't understand that, but...
I liked him in the movie Labyrinth. Oh my God, Ralph stepping on...
Oh, shit.
She almost just did some producing work.
By stepping on the sound recorder?
Yeah.
Man.
Good job, Ralph.
Right. Don't you think it's hilarious how we've been doing this for a year and a half, and at this point, the cat almost just turned off the podcast by stepping on the sound recorder?
I have been talking to a network
yeah.
that hosts a bunch of podcasts for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And everyone in the industry was like, just keep on emailing them. They're terrible with emails.
Yeah.
So... No, if anyone listening remembers, I mentioned we might be joining a network. That was 6 months ago. I'm still trying.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, sorry, man. Yes. All right, I'll get back to you. And then they don't. That's right. LA, baby.
Say, hey, man, it's a lot of disappointments.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, with that being said, if anyone out there has a guest house I can move into for free, that'd be cool.
You just want to live in someone's house?
Yeah, you know, if there's a rich fan out there. Who, you know, just wants to support my life.
Nothing in this life is free, right? So if you go into someone's house, what if it's like an 80-year-old woman that's like rich? Who's like, I just want the company of a gentleman caller.
Yeah.
Then what are you going to do?
I just want some young energy. I would do it. I'd just be like, just as long as I don't have to talk to you.
Let me
do my own thing. I'll live in your guest house. Shut the fuck up. Leave me alone.
Nice.
And pay for my rent.
Would you steal all the money that she has in her safe?
Yes.
Nah.
That's my plan here.
Mm.
You know, I'll be 35 on March 14th.
Fuck.
35.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to be 25 in July, on July 28th.
Lucky.
Yeah. 10-year difference.
Yep.
That should have been the podcast name. 10-year difference.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
10-year difference. I was going to start my own solo podcast.
Or 10 years a pod, because like 10 years apart. 10 years a pod.
You should start a side podcast that's the exact same thing as this, just a different name.
And just record the same thing.
Yeah, we'll let
less energy.
Or not even record again. We'll just upload the same episodes. That'd be chill.
That'd be pretty sweet. We can get double the revenue, you know?
35. I'm bracing myself for this one.
Yeah.
Because I think at like 31, I was making a lot of money. And like things were looking up. Not that things were looking down. It's just like, this industry, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Ups and downs, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
So when the clock strikes midnight on March 14th, I'll be 35. And I'll look at my life and think, I need a new girlfriend. Just kidding. She's in the other room right now.
That's really fucked up, man. Jenny's the best thing that's ever happened to you.
Oof.
You hear that, Jen? Fuck. She probably couldn't hear it.
Ralph just meowed at me, producer.
Oh, because she's jealous. She's like, I'm the best thing in your life.
Yeah.
So,
Mammoth was cool. Nothing epic happened besides loss of my sanity.
Hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, nothing too crazy. Nothing really story worthy. Why? Because I sat in the RV. But yeah, shout out to Mammoth Mountain. Good mountain. I got vouchers for 3 days that I didn't ski, so.
And then you went on tour?
Yeah.
With Nicholas Megalis.
I drove back from Mammoth, spent 8 hours at my apartment, and then headed off to San Francisco with Nicholas Megalis and his band.
Nice. How was the tour?
It was good.
Nicholas Megalis, I listened to a few of his songs after we recorded the podcast with him. Very interesting musician.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
He's largely performance art, too. Like, he puts on a good show.
Hmm.
Wears a lot of makeup, which I think is gay.
All right.
Just kidding. yeah, he's a good performer, and he's funny on stage, too. He didn't have, like, jokes, but he was funny in between songs.
Hmm.
At one point, he said, I want another child. It's like, not a different one, an additional one. It was funny. He had to be there.
Was it? Oh, no, I mean, I could sense that. Was it a big crowd?
It was small shows by design, 60 people max.
Mm.
Several of them were sold out. Vegas was a tough one.
Mm.
I've heard Vegas is always difficult to sell tickets.
Yeah.
So I think he sold like 25 tickets. Mm. But Tuesday in Vegas, we were kind of expecting it to be the lowest seller.
Mm.
But it was still fun. And afterwards, Nick and I went to some casinos, quickly lost $100 each.
Nice.
And then we went back to our hotel room because we're rock stars.
That's awesome, dude. Did you guys get any mescaline in Vegas and then fucking, I don't know, call up a Chinese takeout? No. Oh. What is wrong with you? Is wrong with you, Rye? Your mind is always in the trash can.
Gutter is what you should have said.
Fuck. Can I redo it?
Sure, go.
All right. What is wrong with you, Rye? Your mind is always in the sewer.
Better. That's nice. Good.
All right.
You know, several fans of the pod came to the shows.
Yeah.
One guy handed me a gift one night. This was in Salt Lake City, which is Mormon country.
Ooh, I love Mormons.
But lo and behold, this 37-year-old named Cat Pubes on Twitter, we've read his tweets before, he handed me a Playboy from 1990. And then he said,
was my mom in it or something?
Ooh, you know what? I haven't looked at it very much, but
I mean,
I hope.
Yeah, you can only hope.
So your mom is totally fuckable, bro. All
right, well, I don't know why I brought this up. My mom was never.
Why did you say that?
I don't know. It's just like, to me, it was a funny thing to say, but then I was like, oh, that's a horrible image to have. So, no, my mom was never in Playboy.
Was my mom in it? Oops.
Oopsie. Yeah,
he handed me the Playboy, and then he said, I have a message for Brandon, and he wanted to whisper it into my ears, which I was like, uh-oh, is he about to strangle me?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding, but yeah, he whispered, AIDS. So that's for you, buddy.
Hell yeah, man.
A grown-ass man named Cat Pubes whispers AIDS to you.
That's the highlight of my whole month.
And he said that we read one of his emails, and it was like, I'm 37, I have one kid, should my wife and I have another kid? And we responded by saying, we don't know. And he didn't have another kid, so I'm glad we could help.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was Salt Lake City. You know Sean Duras?
Yeah.
He was at the Salt Lake City show. That was cool.
Nice.
I'll tell you what, I was concerned that the Mormon audience wouldn't like my material, but they were probably the best crowd.
Really?
Yep.
They like to let loose.
I guess so.
Man, they're crazy on the inside.
And I don't know how many actual Mormons are in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
I feel like it's people just think like, oh, the Mormons. But I think maybe there's also some non-Mormons there. Well, I know there is, but I want to know how many. How many
They're called Normans, the non-Mormons.
I like
they're,
it.
All right. You got it, right?
I got it.
All right, cool.
Normal.
I can explain if you want.
Normal. Normans.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, boy. People on the road told me that they love it when we scream at each other, but I don't know if I can do that today.
Yeah, you seem extremely low energy and just like a fucking downer dog. I'm just kidding. No, you do seem low energy, though. Are you drinking cold brew?
Nah, it's a red eye. It's coffee with a shot of espresso.
Whoa, this is a lot of caffeine then.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm drinking a non-caffeinated Americano with 2 pumps of vanilla and a Splenda. Thank you very much.
Loser. Poison.
You want to know why? Because I have been getting headaches for 2 months, and my doctor said that it might be in relation to caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I am not quitting caffeine. I still drink an energy drink a day before my workout, but I have limited additional caffeine.
That's good.
So I'm taking the right steps. There's still that massive 200 milligrams that ain't going away.
What's that, a pre-workout? What?
Hi, Jeff. Oh. Yeah. Thanks, Jen.
That's our producer, Jenny.
Jenny just popped out from the green room.
Brandon did get a haircut, and it looks great.
Thanks, Rye. Thanks, Jenny. Anyways, so that's awesome. I'm glad that everything's going really awesome for you. And
yeah, everything's all right.
Going on tour. And
I don't like mornings. I'm not a morning person.
Usually my mornings?
Usually my first thought in the morning is like, anxiety.
What time do you wake up in the morning, typically?
Around 10 or 11. I slept for like 37 hours last night. That was great.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's a full day, right? So you slept for a day plus.
Yeah.
Give me a second. 15 hours.
And I did it all in one night.
See, the caffeine is what helps my brain go, but now I'm not on caffeine. I can't add as quickly as I used to.
Do you ever sweat in bed?
No.
Wake up sweating?
No.
Because caffeine can cause that.
Oh. No, I've never done that.
Past two nights, I've woken up sweating, and I think it's just because I was on the road eating a lot of toxins. So my body's releasing them.
You're eating toxins?
Carl's Jr., baby.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, I've been trying to eat healthy the past, like, few weeks, and it sucks ass.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's boring.
Yeah. But, like, there's, like, I saw somebody today on their Instagram story. They made protein pancakes, and it was, like, really intricately made, and it looked, like, delicious. And instead of syrup, it had peanut butter on top of it.
Yeah, nice.
But I just thought, like, all that time.
Yeah.
Like, all that time, I could just go to Denny's. And just sit down and be on my phone. Well, I mean, it would take the same amount of time, basically. It would still take like 30 minutes to get the pancakes.
Much less effort.
But the difference is the effort. I would be looking at my phone.
Yeah.
As opposed to actually making my own food. That was much better for me.
Looking at your phone, comparing yourself to others, getting sad.
Yeah.
excuse me. So that's my story. Mammoth. Tour. I'm trying to think of anything epic happened on tour.
Epic.
Nothing really. Some people cried.
Why'd they cry? What'd you say to them?
I said, fuck you!
That's mean.
No, they cried when they met Nicholas, because Nicholas has hardcore fans. It was mostly his audience, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nicholas is a weirdo and tries to make his fellow weirdo fans feel...
not so weirdo.
Not so weirdo.
Why don't we do another live podcast?
We can.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. January, February, March, April. Let's do it in April. I have a live show this week, this Wednesday. I'm giving away free tickets because I failed to promote it on time. Mm-hmm. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't say that.
It'll be a great show. Elton Castay is on it. Trevor Wallace. Do you know him?
Mm-mm.
His sketches have been blowing up a little bit. Drew Lynch on the show.
I know Drew.
Anyone listening, if you're in LA, March 6th, 10 p.m., late show.
Where?
Improv. The Hollywood Improv, which is where we do our live pods.
Ooh.
Be there.
Ooh, boy.
Click the link in this bio. It'll take you to Eventbrite, and you can claim your free ticket. March 6th with Drew Lynch, Rydoon, Elton Castay, and Trevor Wallace.
Well, I'm glad you're doing stand up again and shit.
Yeah. And I think I'm gonna have some industry people there again to watch.
Oh dude,
me.
Industry folk? Fuck.
Yep.
Are you nervous? What if they don't hire you for CA? That's what I call CAA.
I am a little nervous because they saw me once over a month ago and they gave me notes and I was like, all right, I'll take these notes and improve my act.
Mm.
But then I went away for a month.
Nice.
And then on tour, well, I was opening, so didn't have a lot of room to do new stuff because I wanted to do well.
Mm.
Or else like they'd be like, this show sucks. So the next 2 days, I'm just going to have to focus on getting my act nice and tight.
Nice.
We did a show in Portland, Oregon, and I just immediately thought, like, oh, Brandon should move here.
Why? Oh, because I'm a fucking... because you think I'm a hipster, pretentious douchebag. That's why.
No, it's just...
that's why.
No. I guess.
I guess so.
I mean, I guess so.
I guess, yeah.
I think you would have liked it. Have you been?
Never been to Portland.
And I was in just one neighborhood in Portland, and I don't know what the name was. We stayed at Mike Bennett's house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was a Viner.
Yeah, I know Mike. Animation guy.
Yeah. Shout outs to Mike Bennett for... give me a bedroom. I had a bedroom that night.
Mm.
That was great.
Nice.
As opposed to a hotel room with Nicholas McGowan's.
Mm.
He screams in his sleep.
Nicholas does?
Yeah.
What does he say?
Just like, ah! No, I'm just kidding. But when I did wake him up a couple times just to be like, hey, we got to go, he would wake up like,
What? What are you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's
Does he have night terrors?
Maybe it's the dad in him. Just like, where's my daughter?
Oh, maybe.
But yeah, he's a funny guy. He's funny on purpose, but then also when he's being serious.
Yeah.
Which might be tough for him.
Yeah, because I don't think he's trying to be funny when he's being right. serious.
Yeah. That's funny.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's like, this is what I realized from this whole thing. Like, when you hit, like, rock bottom, there's two options. You either get out or you go up. So I didn't pick the first one. And so I'm like, all right, that's just naturally what happens with anything. So it's just, you just go up. And so I'm just like, okay, I'll just go up. It'll be slow, but I'll just go up in terms of like mood and shit. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. So what's going out? Ignoring it as opposed to going up?
Well, getting out is just blowing your head off.
Oh,
essentially. Oh. That's getting out.
Yeah.
But going up is just, I don't know, every day, just getting like better and better and better.
Right.
So, but that, yeah, it's just sucks. And it sucks too, because not to draw any comparisons between, maybe the only reason I'm drawing comparisons because I brought up suicide. Mm-hmm. The comedian Brody Stevens killed himself.
Yep.
Was it 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah, almost. Just about 2 weeks ago.
And I met him once at your event. You did something at the Hollywood, the Improv Lab.
Yep.
And he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And just such a funny guy without even like trying.
Oh, yeah.
So fucking like weirdly funny without fucking. He wasn't even on stage. He was talking to either you or somebody else on stage about something.
Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And God damn, it's just so weird to like see somebody that naturally funny.
He did very well that night. And I think the biggest laugh of the night, because there was like a bunch of Viners in the audience.
Yeah.
And he was like, I thought Jason Nash invented Vine in his backyard. You know, I don't do it justice, but his cadence and the way he talks, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I think everyone was like, whoa, he knows about Vine?
Yeah.
He knows Jason Nash?
I get laughs off cadence alone.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's what he... But
funnier than my material.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just like I saw people post the day that it happened. I saw people posting photos of him, and I was like, I didn't, for some reason, I didn't connect the two. And then later on in the day, I was like, oh, fuck. And his last Periscope, because he was on Periscope all the time.
Yeah.
And his last Periscope that he did was just like really sad, because he was like, you know, I don't want to be... I don't want to be one of those guys at the store that doesn't go anywhere. You know, I want to work. I want to do shows. I want to be a part of, you know, the scene. And I feel like he thought that he wasn't a part of the scene. I feel like he thought he was at rock bottom. You know what I mean? Like he thought, I mean, maybe mentally he totally was, but to everybody else, like, cause everybody knew him, all the big comedians,
highly respected in the comedy community.
And like, I just don't think he knew that he was so loved by people and was so, you know, had so much respect for him.
Yeah. When you're that depressed, you believe that nobody cares about you.
Yeah.
And you're like, you think the world, everyone would be better off if you weren't around.
Totally. And it just sucks. Cause it's like, I don't know. I watched it. I didn't really pay attention to much of his material other than when we went to the Comedy Store those nights and he was just up doing stand-up. Yeah. But I never, I paid attention to his sets then, but I, like, really paid attention now. And fuck, man, the guy is just really fucking funny. Because it's, like, a weird kind of... he's, like, really meta in a strange way.
Yeah.
Like, he'll just, like, put down the mic after a joke and be like, are we going to end on that?
Yeah.
And then just like, it's so unexpected. I don't know. It's really funny.
And you call out audience members if they had their arms crossed.
Yeah.
Arms crossed negative. Respect me.
Yeah.
I was in The Hangover. The Hangover 2. Were you? Zach Galifianakis likes me. You don't.
I'm Why? Not part of the mile. The thing that made me laugh the most was I'm not part of the Mile High Club, but I did jerk off once on a Ferris wheel at the Sugar Ray concert, LA County Fair. It's just so good, dude.
But you, I scratch your back, you shave mine. Yes.
Yeah.
I heard about the news in the tour van. Woke up from a nap to a text from Jay Cyrus saying, not Brody, what the fuck? And I was like, shit, Brody Jenner died?
Mm-hmm.
No, just kidding. Then I look at Twitter, and Brody Stevens killed himself. He was a friend of mine. I wasn't close with him. I don't know if really many people were.
Yeah, everybody like knew him, quote unquote, and like were fans of him, but nobody like was friends with him, I don't think. Like,
I think he had a couple
close friends.
Esther Pavitsky. She's on the show, Alone Together with Benji Aflalo.
Yeah.
she was good friends with him. Brian Redband, one of my good friends, was very close with Brody. I felt honored that I knew Brody. Like, we'd talk at the Comedy Store and stuff, and he'd ask me about videos. He was one of the headliners who... That bird is going crazy behind me. He was one of the headliners who showed support of Vine.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny because he seemed like accepting of new ideas.
Yeah, for sure.
In his material and yeah, but he also said, it's so funny. he was saying, in one of his last shows that he did at the store, I was watching on YouTube, he did, at the end of it, he goes, are we going to end on that? And he goes, don't become conditioned to technology or something like that. It's just like so fucking...
So random.
It's so random, but it like makes sense in the context of like what he's talking about. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he seemed like a super... I don't know. He was pretty really like inventive because it seems like every show was different with him.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like every show is just a new like... Not new material, because sometimes his material stayed the same, but it was just like the I don't know, like deviations from the material. Because that's what made his shit funny, was the deviation. Yeah. The material was really funny, but the deviation made it so much more.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man. I mean, it's just weird. Like, I don't know. It's just weird to...
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's the first friend of mine who has killed themselves. Which I feel like everyone I know has a friend that's killed himself.
Yeah.
And I was like, weird that I don't, because I have a lot of weirdo friends.
Yeah.
But it happened. Yes.
Positive energy.
Push and believe.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, if he knew like the amount of people that loved him and would be like... being in memory of him, like tweeting about him and all this shit, then I think you would have, I don't know. I mean, there was no way for him to know that.
I feel like no one really could have done anything with his situation.
Well, it was a med situation. That was the thing, is that, well, I mean, it's not confirmed. I mean, there's no way you can confirm that, but he said that he had got on Periscope that I watched, the last Periscope he ever did. He said he was off his meds and
really?
He was switching to a new medication, and he was like, how long does it take to acclimate in the system? Because I'm feeling really down, and like I'm feeling really out of it.
Oh, fuck.
And it's... I don't know, man. Meds are fucking scary.
I was on a show with him at the Ice House in Pasadena about a month before he took his life, and I could tell he was down.
Yeah.
But he was often down. Not that like, but he was often down, but he was.
Yeah.
He's a very emotional guy. I could tell he wasn't happy. It's just weird.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Just that, you know, David Foster Wallace also, for the same reason, he did that.
Who's that?
He was an author that wrote a lot of really great stuff, but then like later everyone found out he was like a piece of shit, like after he died.
Oh, really?
So now his work's being judged,
yeah.
Which is, you know, when it's fine. But he... also was on meds, and he got off of them and hung himself.
Yeah. That happens.
Just it's crazy. I don't know. Like, that's what makes that whole, whenever I go to, because I go into therapy and they recommend, oh, go to psychology. They'll get you on medication. I'm like, I don't. I mean, as shitty as it is right now in my own head, I don't want it to get worse.
Right.
I don't want it to get better and then worse. I don't want it to be like sky, like to the moon.
Yeah.
And then plummet back down to earth.
Yeah. Some people on meds, they'd be like, I feel good now. I don't need them anymore.
And yeah.
Stop taking it. And then they go crazy.
Insane. But
yeah, I was just listening to a podcast with Brody yesterday. The mental illness happy hour with Paul Gilmartin, and Brody talked about his manic episode that he went through publicly on Twitter in 2012, I think. And he was just taking 20 milligrams of Lexapro and then stopped. And that helped him go into a manic state. And I take 20 milligrams of Paxil every day.
Yeah.
And I hadn't taken it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I listened to the podcast and I was like, oh shit. All right. Let me take these pills.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean a public meltdown? What? Was he just tweeting like some bad shit?
Just like craziness. You can, if you Google it, he talks about it a lot on other podcasts. But yeah, he was taking 20 milligrams of Lexapro, and then he went. He was traveling, doing stand up. He got sick with the flu. Mm-hmm. Stopped taking the pills. Started taking an antibiotic, which I think made him feel euphoric.
Yeah.
In addition to no pills.
Yeah.
And then he would just enter a manic state where he wasn't sleeping and he was confronting people at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like one story was he was wearing the same shoes as a guy. And he was like, hey, we have the same shoes. And the guy was like, I'm on the phone. And he was like, you're being rude. I'm being nice. We're wearing the same shoes. And then he got kicked out of Starbucks, almost, I think, got arrested.
Whoa.
And I was reading all these tweets as they were happening. I even tweeted at him before we had ever met. Because I could tell. Because my mom is bipolar 1, which is what Brody has. And I was like, I remember tweeting him, like, you're manic right now. Stop tweeting. Go see friends.
But yeah.
I don't know. I was just a random face on Twitter. But I could see it. I was like, this isn't funny.
Yeah. How common are pills in, like, just the world or in the U.S.? Is it, like, hugely common that most people are on some sort of medication like Lexapro or...
I don't know. Seems like it.
Yeah, because I didn't know that so many people were. Yeah. My mom's on them.
Oh, really?
I did not know that. She's been on them for, like, years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if that was too personal of information, but she told me, like, yeah, I'm on them. And she was, because she recommends them. She's like, yeah, you should take them. I'm like, but I don't want to have the, I don't know. I'm afraid of them. And then I know a lot of friends who I didn't know were on them, but throughout the years I found out that they, and almost all of them.
Really?
And yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now nobody that's, nobody that anybody knows, but still, like, it's just, I don't know. I understand, like, mental health is something that's really important. But I also wonder, like, if the downsides of medication far outweigh the benefits of it. But I don't know. I have no... They probably do. I haven't taken them myself, so I have no point of reference.
You just really gotta...
All I hear about are stories like what happens with Brody. You know, like, the stories like that. And it fucking bums me out.
Well, that's because when medication works, it's not story-worthy.
Yeah.
No one's going to be like, he continued to live a happy life.
On his medication.
But yeah, you just got to, if you are taking pills, you just got to really communicate with your psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Let them know if you stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. But damn.
Well, I mean, rest in peace, Brody Stevens. Steven Brody Stevens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His real name is Steven Brody.
What?
He changed it because everyone just called him Brody. Everyone kind of like ended up thinking his first name was Brody.
Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, all right. See, people enjoy it.
Mm.
So his stage name was Brody Stevens. Mm. And what's weird is my first interaction with him was at a stand-up show in New Hampshire, and we were wearing the same shoes, black Converse. And that's how we started talking. Because he was like, hey, same shoes.
That seems either make or break friendships for Brody.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was cool. Yeah. Ugh, sad.
Sad.
I wish I could have been in L.A. when it happened, but I was in a van.
Yeah.
Crying quietly. Then Nicholas McGallis was in the front seat. He was like, is someone back there have the sniffles? And I was like, yeah,
allergies.
Well, I didn't say allergies.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, I got the sniffles.
He's like a dad on a road trip. Hey, do I hear some sniffles back there?
rest in peace, Brody.
Yeah.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Crazy.
Mm. But
what do people do with that? I've been trying to think, like, what do I do with that?
What do you do with what?
Try harder with my career?
With what? That story?
Just Brody's life and death.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's much to learn from it. I mean, he was very well loved, and he didn't feel it.
Yeah.
There's not much you can learn from it other than just, like, know that you are. That's all. That you are.
And depression is real. It's legit. Yeah,
depression's real.
It's not it's not something you can just snap out of.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, just be happy. You're not trying.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to my therapist about this one.
Hmm.
Oh, dude, life. I've had a bad day so far.
I'm going to go to Outback Steakhouse. Made me feel better.
That'll make everything all right.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. I don't know. I just catastrophize things. Is that the word?
No.
Catastrophe.
I can't think of words right now for some reason. I feel like I have to throw up.
That's good for a pot. Really?
Yeah.
That'd be good content.
Yeah.
Throw up on the mic.
No, thanks.
I have to pee.
All right.
We're 47 minutes in.
All right.
Jesus Christ. We probably have some ads. I'll do that in post.
Nice. Well,
we got to record another one this week.
We will.
Get back in our schedule.
We will.
And announcement, we are going to start posting on YouTube, Instagram. We're going full force with I'm Sorry, Dad. Because we got our lovely assistant, Mahogany. Or wait, she's a woman, so I shouldn't call her lovely.
Yeah, don't do that.
Shouldn't do that anymore.
Just Mahogany.
Mahogany.
Respectful Mahogany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, Brandon, in conclusion to your story, whatever, I'm bored of it.
Yeah, I mean, I am too at this point.
I'm sure our audience, probably a large amount of them, don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. just some bad shit, but it's fine now.
Everything's going to be all right. Except my living situation. If you have a guest house in LA, I will live in it for free. And we'll record the podcast there. That'd be cool for you.
That'd be nice.
Wealthy person with a guest house listening right now.
Yeah, man. Sorry. For some reason, I got the inkling that I had to throw up at the end of this podcast. I don't know why.
Empty stomach?
No. I ate breakfast. I don't know why.
Sometimes I get so hungry that I feel like I need to dry heave.
Is it the decaffeinated coffee?
Nah.
Must be.
Well, coffee can upset your stomach for sure.
But this is decaffeinated.
I think it's all the acid in coffee that makes you...
Really? I'm going to stop drinking it. But yeah.
See me this Wednesday at the Hollywood Improv. Free tickets. Click the link in this bio or description, whatever the fuck it's called.
It's called the description, and you can't be so angry all the time, Rye.
Shout out to our sponsors. I have to pee.
That's the sponsor, I have to pee?
It should be. Catheters. We're sponsored by catheters.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, you want to end it?
Let's end it.
All right.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, you're not a good... I was in The Hangover. Who saw The Hangover? Number one R-rated comedy of all time. Hangover 1 in it. Hangover 2 in it. Great news, guys. Part? What's that?
I said, what was your part?
Oh, look at this guy. That's an attack. That's a vicious attack. I played a police officer. Where are you guys going? The Warp Tour? You're gonna go snowboarding? You don't flip me off. We're not at a Bernie Sanders rally. And they got the one black guy. What is this, a Taco Bell commercial? Get out of here. Go on the double-decker bus. This is my special. What the hell is going on here? These guys are going to REI. Don't do that. I'm sweating. I need powder. Got a towel. Where are you from? Here at the Comedy Store. You got it. Thanks for playing along. Frickin' getting real with everybody, and he couldn't give us something. I know you're from upstate New York. This guy's from Connecticut. You're from Phoenix. You're from here. Bull crap. Where'd you go to high school? Burbank. That is from here. Are you an Uber driver? That's where Uber's headquartered, Burbank and Glendale. Oh, you don't like my beard. It's too perfect.
What'd you do to the inset?
What's that?
What'd you do to the inset?
What's going on here? What are you so into insects for? Are you you work at the zoo?
I just was really interested in
okay, that. Yeah. Okay, you're into insects. Yeah, I did. I glossed over it. I guess you're going to hold me to it. Yes, I did something to an insect. I had a lot of alone time. My mom had a date. That's what happens when parents get divorced. The mom has to go out and find a mate. So I'm home, and I wandered downstairs. And yes, I saw an insect. And I did something. I pleasured myself to an insect. You happy? Are you happy about this? Is that what you get off on? That I pleasured myself to an insect? To a spider? I finished on a spider. There you go. I finished on a spider. I gave it Charlotte's web eye. You got it.